from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Well, Gerard Mayo says that everyone who is healthy will play on Sunday as the preseason comes to a close. And I would assume that means both Jacoby Brissett and Drake May, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. So a text message during the break from a 617 texter on the Subaru of New England text line. It's directed at you and not in a friendly way. I don't even know if I should read it.
I welcome the, you know.
Not a lot of respect for you, Coach, from this texter.
All right.
Do you want to hear it or not?
I'd love to hear it.
Okay. I don't want to ruin your day. What time is it? It's almost 8:36.
Oh. Yeah.
You may have a bad day. It's nearly 8:36, and we learned that, you know, earlier on the show, we learned that you know whether it's going to be a good day or a bad day by 8:36 every morning. So,
how are you feeling right now, temperature-wise?
I feel fine.
Okay.
I
saw a face.
That was
there.
A tough break.
Yeah. Jackson on the rejoins is he does his best. He just doesn't get creative enough. He just goes back. He falls back into the kind of the.
But you tried to get creative. He had the news going with the open.
I didn't hear that part. Oh. Was that on the stream? I didn't miss that part.
What?
Some people are complaining on the stream that the news was playing at the same time as some other, like an intro to the show or something. I don't know, Jax. I'm not on the stream. I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, you're doing a bang up job, as they say.
Thank you. And we had talked about the stream kind of messing up during the commercials right there. And Shime told me that whenever you are kind of, you know, maybe starting to get in a frustrated mood, that's one of the go-to songs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. Rain King?
Yes.
By the Counting Crows.
All right.
So you guys are talking about Greg behind his back?
No. I ask him for tips on, you know, whenever I produce a show, I ask him for, you know, situations and tips.
Was the number one tip play the right audio when Courtney's asking for it, or was that a different what?
No, that was up there, definitely.
Okay. All right.
I think we need Dancing Curtis to cut the tension.
So anyway, Wiggy is so ignorant, 617 text, when it comes to Drake May. Why would you want to start somebody when you have absolutely no chance of being a playoff team with him or without him? That is directed at you.
Okay. So here's how I'd say with my ignorance, right? I would say the reason why I would do it is to get him as much experience as he can his rookie year. So in his second year, he'll be way more comfortable when it comes to the NFL game. He'll have seen a lot of things. He'll have gotten live reps. He'll have made mistakes. He'll have taken hits. He'll have done all the things that comes with actually playing versus just sitting on the bench all year. And then his first time of live reps, we now have to wait another year.
And I would say to that a-hole 617 going after Wiggy is not ignorant about this or anything, I would say simply, then what's the point of playing anyone this year? If they're not going to be a playoff team, then why would you play Ken? Why would you play Osborne? Why would you play David Andrews?
I think the argument would probably be that you spent considerably when it came to the draft on Drake May.
Right.
It is the first time in a long time that you have had a top three pick.
Right.
So that would make him different than anybody else that is on this team, Chris. Right.
But Drake aside, don't you as a team want to know what you have quicker than waiting another year? Like, right. even if Drake May is not going to make or break this season, I want to know what we have instead of just prolonging that for another year. Like, don't we want to get back to the postseason? Don't we want to get back to championship status? Putting off who we believe is going to be the future of this franchise for another year isn't going to help us.
And what was the last time the Patriots made the playoffs? Oh, is when they started a rookie quarterback. Right.
And I would always say this to people who say that. I would say, okay, then explain to me or give me a good reasonings on why sitting him for the year will. What's the good reasoning for sitting him?
Well, the easy win is he doesn't get hurt. Doesn't get his head knocked off.
You're guaranteeing me next year that you're going to shore up the offensive line position.
Well, I would assume they would. I would assume that they have finally figured out. Right. I don't know why they didn't during the offseason, but they have finally.
What if they get
finally figured out that five is an issue for them.
Okay. Right? So.
But even if he gets hurt, let's say he gets hurt and it's before Thanksgiving. Given the way that people deal with the worst kind of knee injuries today, he'll be back for training camp. Right. He'll be back for, you know,
whenever.
Like it he'll be okay.
Aaron Rodgers is back from Achilles.
I hear this argument a lot. So this is from a 603 texter. Hello to New Hampshire, home of one of the all-time great road shows at Bernie's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
You don't want to, you start him week one.
Uh-huh.
And then you end up sitting him week six and his confidence is ruined.
Yeah, well, I would.
Confidence.
Why would you sit him? If you're going to start him, then you ride it till the wheels fall off.
And if you thought he had confidence issues, you probably shouldn't use the third pick in the draft on him.
Well, you know what people will say, and then this is...
But see, the argument, Curtis, is that is what... Some people think that's what happened with Mac Jones.
What happened with Mac Jones is that he arrived in camp, they replaced McDaniels with Bill's drinking buddies, and he didn't buy in.
Yeah.
So Bill turned on him, and everything went downhill. We all remember what Bill Belichick said when Mac arrived for his second training camp. He made, what was it, unprecedented growth or dramatic improvement?
Dramatic improvements,
and he was good his rookie year.
Right.
But here's what people will then say, and then this is where I flip that switch for that ignorance. People will then say, sit him this year. You're going to stink anyways. Then you'll have a pick in the top five. And then you know what people will say? Use that top five pick to get a left tackle. Okay, so now Drake May, his first year as a starter, is going to be next to a guy who his first year at left tackle, he's going to be a rookie.
Yeah.
So, like my wife always says, make it make sense. That math ain't mathin'.
So let's just say they go 10 weeks, the Patriots go 2-8 with Jacoby Brissett, and then Drake May comes in. What do you gain?
Right.
You watched, Greg, you saw Jacoby Brissett in the last preseason game.
Yes.
That was a Mac-esque interception.
Yeah.
What did Drake May learn? What is he gaining by
Nothing.
Watching that?
Nothing.
Wiggy, you know better than anybody.
Right.
You gain by experiencing
right.
real-life events. He can't do that. And it's not like he's watching a talented guy.
Well, you know the question, the thing, Curtis, and this is where people are frauds on the sit. Drake May, is because when I ask the question and I say, what do you gain from sitting Drake May all year long versus what is the reward from playing him all year long?
Here's an answer for you.
Yes. Other than being getting hurt.
From the Subaru of New England text line.
Uh-huh.
It makes no sense
uh-huh.
to start a rookie quarterback who is still having problems under center and let him get hammered for 5 weeks. That will make him skittish in the pocket going forward.
But we use that all the time. It's like, other than, he could get hurt, he could get hit, he could get hit, he can get hit. What's the difference if it's his second year and he's getting hit? That could still make you skittish. But if you're Mac Jones, I don't think Mac Jones ever had an issue when we talked about him where we felt like, he got hit too much and that affected him as a player, like he was skittish.
Right.
Now, here's the text. I don't like it, but I'm going to read it. How did starting a freshman quarterback work for you, Coach, at Brockton?
Well, freshman's
not so,
different, though.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yes. You got to understand. One was barely hitting puberty, and the other one is a grown man. You know,
he doesn't look like a grown man, though, Drake May. He looks
but
like
he is.
He's 19.
He has a baby
yes.
face.
Yeah, he does have a baby face.
Yes.
But it's a lot different when you're talking about a kid who's barely hitting puberty and he's going against 18-year-olds.
Here's Dave from Natick. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
You know, nothing as an NFL draft pick is certain. We take five quarterbacks in the first round. There's four or five elite quarterbacks in the league that play for 15 years. So your batting average is going to be around 20% no matter what you do. But keep in mind that there are quarterbacks like David Carr, who was a number one pick, Drew Brees earlier in his career with the Chargers, Jake Plummer, and a bunch of other guys that had really porous offensive lines, that their success was hampered by the fact that all of a sudden they had voices in their head and they were seeing linemen coming at them and really ruin their growth. So
totally different time, Dave. Totally different time. The quarterbacks could be hit like crazy. The NFL today protects the quarterback far more than Jake Plummer and Drew Brees were when they came into the league.
Well, but if you're still in your mind saying, I've got 2.5 seconds to get the ball out and I've got a average at best offensive unit, you're not going to be successful as a quarterback.
But how did that hamper Drew Brees' career? I mean, he went on to have a Hall of Fame career.
Right.
When he went to New Orleans, he was a different quarterback within one season.
Right.
So earlier in his career, he was average at best. And then when he went to New Orleans, he was highly successful with Sean Payton. So,
well, isn't that more about the coach?
Right. I mean, he was in a better system that maximized his ability.
Similar or better argument might be Peyton Manning's first season.
Bingo.
Am I right?
I mean, there's plenty of guys that...
What did they win? Three games?
And he had the record for 28 interceptions in a single year.
I mean, there's plenty of guys. You could look... Joe Burrow played his first year. He looks like he's pretty good. Josh Allen played his first year. He looks like he's pretty good. Who else played their first year? Justin Herbert played his first year. He looks like he's pretty good. There's plenty of guys that have played their first year as rookies, got hit, got beat up, and still turned out to be pretty... Drew Bledsoe played his first year and was really good. He didn't get a little bit skittish until later on in his career.
And I would say this. Give me an example of a top 10 pick sitting out a year watching a mediocre quarterback and having a good career. I'll wait.
Can't find one. You're not going to be
Tom Brady was behind Drew Bledsoe, as much crap as we give him, Pro Bowler. Patrick Mahomes sat behind Alex Smith. Pro Bowler.
But Brady wasn't even a top 10 pick, so
that's a good point.
Brady lucked into that.
But I'm talking in general, find me somebody
you can't
that sat behind a mediocre quarterback for a season and then had a good career.
And when it comes to the argument, the original argument in the 617 text, so you're going into the season, you're not a playoff team. Wasn't that the same situation with Houston?
Yeah. Same exact situation.
Prior to CJ Stroud?
Yep. They were four. I think they only won. They might only won two games or maybe four games. I can't remember. But they stunk. They got CJ Stroud. Turned out well. I mean, that it's just the way the NFL.
Oh, you idiots. Aaron Rodgers was behind Brett Favre. Ever heard of him? He's a Hall of Famer. Won three straight MVPs in the 90s.
The way the NFL works.
Watch Something About Mary.
And it's and whether it's today's game, when I played, or in the 80s. The way the NFL works, or it probably even goes back to the 70s. When you draft a guy who's a top five, top 10 pick, quarterback, and your team's not very good, you play that guy. Dan Marino came out, what was it, 83? Played his first year.
Super duper.
That's what the expectations are. Unless, like Curtis said, you're behind a guy that is an established pro that has shown he's a very good starter, and that situation might be like, okay, we're going to sit Rodgers because he's behind Brett Favre. We're going to sit Patrick Mahomes because he's behind Alex Smith, who would show like, okay, I can win playoff games. But even look at the Tua situation. They ended up starting Tua throughout later on in that season. And, you know, he was behind a journeyman backup.
He was behind Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah,
and even have Lamar Jackson, he was behind Joe Flacco, right, who won a Super Bowl but didn't even finish the year.
You draft that guy with the expectation that we have to play him. Because in the world of football today, how long are you waiting for a quarterback to see if he's the guy or not?
Right.
It's 2 years at best.
There's a lot of calls on this, but mm-hmm. we got to take a break. So we'll get to those calls coming up.
A big rejoin coming up for Jackson.
with Sunday looming. Maybe you are excited because you see Drake May come out as the one mm-hmm. with the ones on Sunday.
Won't that make the season better?
Yes.
Like, we know they're not going to win, but won't it make the season better to just be like, all right, we can watch Drake May every play, every down, every game to see what we got.
All right, well, we'll see what the people want with regard to Drake May coming up. And then I mentioned this earlier, but there were some who were upset that Courtney and I had dinner with Karen Reed. And I want to hear from the other side on this. And so we will be joined at 9 by a friend of John O'Keefe's, longtime friend of John O'Keefe's, John Jackson. And we will hear what John has to say coming up at 9.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.